right now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world, so here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey, good morning, Mark. Good morning. Guys on vacation, mountain biking with W.
All right.
Riding their bike.
So Lawton, our tireless leader, is on the longest presidential vacation in 36 years, man.
I know, another record. George W., two-terms mandate Bush, just keeps rewriting that record book, doesn't he? I think it's a well-earned breather for all the heavy lifting he does for each one of us every day.
Wait a minute.
Heavy lifting, the hard work.
Wait, you think he earned it?
10 times over, Mark, times 10.
Mm-mm.
You got to understand, everyone's always coming to him for advice. Cheney, Rove, Rumsfeld, those fellas can't even go to the commode without asking Bush first, you know? What about this President Bush? What about President Bush? They're like little kids. I'm exhausted thinking about it.
Wait.
Please, President.
So Bush is calling all the shots? Come on. You're telling me he's Mr. Details? Get at it.
That's it, exactly.
No.
Yeah, he's the daddy there. The poor man doesn't know how to delegate. He insists on doing everything himself. His workload is superhuman. 14, 16 hours a day. 33 hours a day.
Come on.
Frequently,
come on,
all right?
Come on.
He's not like that lazy Bill Clinton laying around the White House eating cheeseburgers and pleasuring himself all day. Lazy man, liberal.
So tell me something. What is it with Bush and Crawford? Why is he down there so much?
First, to get away from the Washington liberals.
Stop it.
They
come
smell.
On. Come on.
They actually admit a pungent odor. I'm smelling it in here. Y'all should put up a Renews-It in here or something.
A Renews-It. All right. Yeah, what else, buddy?
Crawford's where the president goes to reconnect with the Lord, all right? They get together and have long, serious talks about things.
Oh, really? Like about what?
Well, privatizing Social Security, tax cuts, nudity on cable television, private school vouchers, intelligent design. They get real wonky about stuff.
Really?
They get very detailed.
All right, okay, so that's interesting. So what else, Lawton, really? This is fascinating
Bush
to me.
Bush has an almost mystical connection with the land.
He's
like a horse whisperer down there. Or an Indian wind talker,
On.
He picks up vibrations from the earth and the sky, and he speaks to the four winds.
He's frequently
on a vision quest, Mark. He is part Navajo.
Oh, stop. Come on.
I don't know if you knew that. That's a fact.
So why does the wind talker have to be there for 5 weeks, man?
Well, all right. President George W. Tudor's mandate Bush is not here to indulge your left-wing media news cycles. It's not about you. And I guess you've never cleared brush, have you?
Well, yeah. I was in Queens clearing out some brush this morning, actually.
Well, then you know
dust
it takes a long time to clear brush. Weeks sometimes. Brush grows while you're clearing it. That's what the liberal media won't tell you. All right, clearing brush is man's work.
Stop it.
It takes time.
You know what I think? You know why I think his vacations are so long?
It'll be wrong, but you know, go on.
Because I think Bush is a figurehead. He doesn't really do anything, so no one can tell when he's not doing anything. Do you understand? So why not take 5 weeks off?
No,
who cares?
No.
He's such an egoist and such a narcissist that he probably thinks he does deserve it and that he does work hard.
Nope.
He took a nice long vacation right before 9/11. Remember that? Bush was asleep at the switch then. He's asleep at the switch now. When do we get a vacation from him, huh? What about that, buddy?
Mark, I never got a vacation as a kid.
Oh, no.
One time Daddy said, "Who wants to go to Disneyland?" Knowing it was the thing I wanted to do the most in the whole world. So we got all excited and jumped in the station wagon, and he drove us to Maynard's Liquor, Guns, and Ammo.
Oh, no.
He left me locked in the station wagon with the windows rolled up, and I cooked like a baked potato.
You're making me cry.
2 hours later, he came back smelling like Jack Daniels, and he said, "So, did you have fun riding Pirates of the Caribbean?"
Oh, no.
And he laughed. It was so mean.
Oh, my God.
It was so mean.
Lawton, just take it easy, all right? I think I hit a little bit of an emotion.
World,
oh, no.
It's a small world.
Stop it. Lawton, you can still
it's a small world.
You can still go to Disneyland, okay?
What?
All right? You can still go to Disneyland.
Can I ride in the teacup?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Can I ride the Matterhorn?
Okay, yeah, you can ride the Matterhorn. All right? Just pull it together, for God's sake.
I ride the Matterhorn. Oh, excuse me. You know, I think next year President Bush ought to take 2 full months off to clear his head.
Goodbye.
Just clear the head.
Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
I'm trying. Yeah, Lawton Smalls. Yes. Always, you know, enlightening and interesting to talk to a Lawton.